Proclamation number 0340 of 20th of March, 1938. Doubts about the deity of Christ. Teaching of Christ. Incarnation. Lay your heart trustingly at the feet of the Lord and Master, that he may bless it. A moment of light leads you to the top and lets you see the glory of God. And again the teachings come forth among mankind through countless messengers sent by God, for the Lord Jesus Christ dwells among you who want to serve him. And your office will be to accept just care of the dear earthly brothers and sisters and to announce to them the Lord's instructions, because his holy will lets great things happen among you out of love for mankind. And whoever follows his word will be called a disciple of the Lord and will work on earth as it were the task of the disciples in Jesus' time on earth. The world historical event of the Lord's walk on earth still lives on only in your hearts, but you have distanced yourselves from his teaching and no longer know how to live in that purity which the Lord has commanded you, if you want to become his followers. Because for you the teaching has lost its attraction, because you no longer respect the divinity and the Redeemer of mankind at this time, but only see man. And the teaching of Christ is the work of such a one. And this is what separates you from the truth, which also separates you from the Heavenly Father. And so you will hardly achieve with this faith what your life goal should be. For the time of earthly life your opinion would probably not be of great importance, but you stay on this earth only temporarily, and then the actual life in the hereafter follows, which however can also mean death for you instead of life. And you must remain in faith in the Savior as the Son of God if you ever want to have eternal life and not fall into eternal death. But then again the Mediator to the Heavenly Father will give you all the strength if you want to acknowledge him for who he is, and your way will be an easier one than without any help from him, who after all has redeemed you from the deepest guilt of sin. If faith in the Son of God is to prepare for you the eternal kingdom, then the work of Jesus on earth in all its fullness has shown you the way to it. You just have to unconditionally acknowledge the divinity of Christ and must make his teachings your own and follow all the commandments that the Lord and Savior gave to his people on earth. Under the influence of those who want to destroy the pure teachings of Christ, it has become increasingly difficult for people to accept the teachings for what they are. More and more people distance themselves from the divine truth. More and more leave the teachings of the Divine Savior behind and instead turn to its deformed versions. But these increasingly slacken faith in the pure teachings of Christ and they finally lose themselves in the false teachings. And today mankind is confronted with an entity that very often deviates from the divine teachings of Christ and is therefore more and more easily rejected by mankind. So that finally also the divinity of the Lord himself is more and more doubted, even denied. And so we are now facing a time in which a strong struggle for spiritual goods, for truth and for the light of knowledge, will begin. Let it be well with him who still carries the desire to approach the truth. To him it will come at the right time. But how many throw all thoughts of the spiritual? Absolutely every thought which reaches beyond the earthly world, without further ado, aside. How many people consider such thoughts a ballast that only weighs them down and is therefore thrown away without hesitation? To them the glory of God, eternal life, is still so infinitely far. And for these the Lord lets his messengers walk through the valley of the earth. So that they shall shake the hearts of those everywhere, because God's word shall be proclaimed again and shall testify for all times of the incarnation of Christ. God's word is to break new ground. Nobody among you people should go through life on earth in complete blindness. At the very least, it should be tried to open the eyes of those so that then only the free will of man would be decisive of the extent to which the efforts of the messengers of God are crowned with success. During this time, spiritual striving will be especially cultivated where the Savior descends to intervene on his own authority. His blessings will be felt in abundance by whoever willingly submits to the divine will and whoever devotes himself to spiritual activity with the intention of serving the Lord. Teach the weak, says the Lord. And so he will instruct in all love everyone who submits his spiritual poverty to him. And the knowledge of such a child will be ever greater if it only always devotes itself to the Savior and is always ready to receive the divine teachings. Because not a wise man is to be taught, but wisdom is to flow to the child of God, who wants to receive it and pass it on for the right benefit of mankind. In this way will the teaching of the Lord be spread among you people, regardless of whether you want to accept it or not. For the vessels for reception are made ready and will be left there, that he who desires refreshment may label the contents. The will of the Lord rules the whole universe. He rules the creature, and every creature will be subject to him for eternity. Amen.